The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Morning, Glory, America. Bonjour. Hi, Canada. Hugh Hewitt in the ReliefFactor.com studio. I'm inside the Beltway. Saddened by the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, as I wrote in the Washington Post on Saturday, long, long ago, in 1983, I arrived in the city to clerk for Judge Roger Robb on the D.C. Circuit, fresh out of Michigan Law School. And that's what ambitious young law clerks do, is they find a judge, and Judge Robb asked me to be his clerk, along with my buddy Terry Ross, and we went to the chambers in early June to begin our work. We graduated in June, show up in June, and Judge Robb had a stroke, so there was no judge. So he sat there twiddling our thumbs in the chamber. The old clerks had left. It's a one-year job, and I don't quite remember how it happened, but five of the judges got together to adopt us. Judge Robert Bork, Judge Antonin Scalia, Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Judge Spotswood Robinson, and occasionally Judge Skelly Wright, mostly the first four. And the first four, Skelly Wright did it once, gave us cases to work on, took us to arguments, allowed us to do the bench brief, allowed us to help with the opinion. Until late in the summer, Judge George McKinnon returned, who was Roger Robb's best friend, and they had all assumed, and correctly so, that George McKinnon would adopt Roger's clerks, so we became Judges McKinnon's clerks. Until 6 or 7 months after his stroke, late in the year, Judge Robb returned, and we went back to work for him. So it was an extraordinary year, but in those 4 months, June, July, August, September, Judge Ginsburg was wonderful to me. I doubt she ever remembered me or Terry Ross. We weren't her clerks. We were just kids who she was kind to, and I always thought she was the biggest, smallest person I ever met, meaning biggest brain, smallest body. And she was sweet, sweet, sweet. So I really actually have been praying for her recovery. Did not want to see this. May she rest in peace and her memory be a blessing. As soon as that happened on Friday, of course, the world turned upside down. The presidential race turned upside down. Everything turned upside down, but I begin by just saying my prayers are with her family, her daughter, her beloved clerks. Clerks become like kids to their judge, and they mourn. She had many friends, Nino Scalia, the closest and most memorable among them, that friendship being one of the most extraordinary in American life. And there is no glee, there ought not to be glee, that the president gets to make a third Supreme Court appointment, but he's going to. I just wanted you to know that I began my first column about this that way, and I want you to know I approach it that way, and I think every decent person should. We're all leaving this life at some point, and hopefully we will be missed. I've been watching Breaking Bad during the lockdown, and the main character, Mr. White, at one point moans, "You hope they think of you well." Well, everyone will think of Ruth Bader Ginsburg well. She was I didn't agree with her at all. But she was used to that, not agreeing with people and doing so civilly and courteously, and she and Scalia could really demonstrate to the world what it means to be friends in a civil society. Well, now we are off on an adventure. President Trump is going to name an appointment maybe today, and the Senate of the United States is going to confirm that appointee before the election. There's a simple reason why. He has the constitutional authority to do so, and his party has the majority. 4 years ago, President Obama was frustrated because he nominated Merrick Garland, and Merrick Garland was a fine man, center-left as opposed to center-right or conservative or originalist, but a fine man. And he did not get a vote or a hearing because the president's party did not control the Senate. It was controlled by the Republicans. Largely, I think, because Harry Reid broke the filibuster and jammed down a rule change. And so the Republicans not a reflection on Merrick Garland, good man, put a rule in place that there would be no hearing and no vote until after the election. They're going to do the opposite now. This is not hypocrisy. This is the majority in the Senate runs the Senate. And they don't have to have hearings. They don't have to take one day. The president sends the nominee up. It could be confirmed the next day. Justice Ginsburg took 44 days from the time the vacancy occurred that she filled and her entry into the Supreme Court. This will take 45 days or less, and I expect the nomination today or tomorrow. The short list is very short. It includes, by everyone's agreement, Judge Amy Coney Barrett of the Seventh Circuit and Judge Barbara Lagoa of the 11th Circuit. I believe it also, I know the president has heard from and has been urged to consider Judge Joan Larson of the 6th Circuit and Judge Allison Rushing of the 4th Circuit. Four judges. There are a few men being mentioned, but it's not going to be a man. He's going to appoint a woman. I think it's one of those four. There was originally some talk of Allison Eade in Colorado, but that's fallen by the way. It's down to four. Some people say it's down to two, Judge Amy Coney Barrett and Judge Lagoa. But I know as late as last night, the president was talking about Joan Larson. And so who knows what he's going to do? All four of them are eminently qualified. Eminently qualified. And I'm not making this up. They are all terrific judges. They bring different strength. Amy Coney Barrett is the scholar. She has been at the University of Notre Dame for all of her career after clerking for Justice Scalia, except for the time that she's been on the Seventh Circuit. Judge Lagoa was on the Florida Supreme Court for a year, and before that spent 14 years as an appeals court judge in Florida. She's a wonderful, charismatic lady, the daughter of exiles from Castro's communist hell, inspiring and bilingual. Judge Joan Larson, another Scalia clerk, is just vibrant, exciting. She'll win the TV war. She would be terrific on television. She's another Scalia clerk. Her colleagues love her. She's beloved by everybody and brings the state Supreme Court clerk experience, state Supreme Court experience as well. And then Judge Rushing is just 38 years old. So you're talking about 50 years on the court if she lives as long as Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So they'll still be talking about Donald Trump 50 years from now if he appoints Allison Rushing. And they're all going to get confirmed. And they're all going to get confirmed 51-50 or 51-49. I do not believe there's all, I know that Senator Murkowski and Senator Collins are against this. I believe those will be the only two Republicans that will slip. I believe they will have hearings, and Lindsey Graham will not allow them to descend into the spectacle of Brett Kavanaugh. I think his chairmanship will be different. I believe he will drive this forward quickly, and I believe it will be done. Because if it isn't done, I believe the party will suffer greatly, and Republicans across the United States will be defeated. They elected Donald Trump to fill judges, to appoint judges, and to change the direction of the court from intrusive back to their umpiring job. He has been doing that spectacularly well. As he was said on this show on August 11th, he's going to have 300 judges. It's a record. They have a story over on the Washington Post this morning trying to make it a scoop that he told Bob Woodward that. Well, he told me that. You heard him tell me that in August on this show. He's very proud of the record he's done. He's not going to let this go by. It's not going to wait. He's the president, the Senate has the power, and his party has the majority. And it is not hypocritical. History shows, and I have linked that in my morning Washington Post column, and I urge you during the break to head over to WashingtonPost.com. All you have to do is click on WashingtonPost.com on the far right, under opinions, the third one down. Yes, expect fireworks, but we'll get a Supreme Court confirmation. Opinion by Hugh Hewitt. And I have there written out, and I'll read it for you after the break, exactly what's going to happen. And guess what? 2,000 people don't like it already. You know, there are 2,000 comments. But that means about 200,000 people have read it. about 100-to-1 ratio. And I'm sure Dwayne has it memorized. And this is what's going to happen. We're going to have crazy Democrats saying crazy things like Nancy Pelosi yesterday. I mean, just crazy stuff. And Eric Holder, I was on the Reverend Al Sharpton show. That's posted at HughHewitt.com on Saturday night. He's for packing the Supreme Court. Nutty stuff. But the Republicans keep their head about them and move forward. Confirm whoever it is that the president nominates, and all will be well, and he'll win re-election. More when I come back on this Monday morning edition of the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Morning, Glory America. Bonjour, hi, Canada. This morning in the Washington Post, I write, voters who do not want to be ruled by unelected judges want President Trump to nominate and the Republican Senate to confirm the next Supreme Court justice. If Democrats deploy outrageous delaying tactics such as conducting a sham impeachment, Speaker Nancy Pelosi replied simply, "We have our options," when asked about that possibility by ABC's George Stephanopoulos on Sunday, a sham impeachment. The Republican Senate majority should simply dispense with hearings and hold a vote. History favors presidents filling such slots when their party controls the Senate. That Democrats are upset Trump gets to make another appointment to the court doesn't change history or amend the Constitution. The charge that Trump, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and Senator Lindsey Graham, who is chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, are acting with extreme ruthlessness and hypocrisy given their decision not to consider a Democrat president's nominee in advance of the 2016 election is particularly amusing. Democrats know how to use power when they have it, too. Then Majority Leader Harry Reid simply changed the Senate rules in 2013 when he wanted to jam President Barack Obama's nominees onto the D.C. Circuit. Cries of fear over a rapidly spreading fire don't count for much when it's the arsonist doing the screaming. On Saturday on MSNBC's Politics Nation's former Attorney General Eric Holder called on Democrats to add seats to the Supreme Court, which has been fixed at 9 since 1869. If this one seat is filled by Trump and the Senate GOP, court packing, that's what it's known as, would be a fundamental assault on the stability of the republic, the sort of radical proposal that should make independent and moderate voters step back, shake their heads at what Trump derangement syndrome has done to the Democratic Party. It is not the only radical proposal being pursued by many Democrats. The Green New Deal is an unhinged mess of slogans. Creating states from the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico to add senators would be extreme steps on their own, as is the push for a national popular vote interstate compact to overturn the Electoral College. Of course, Democrats would have to end the Senate's legislative filibuster to do these things, but that's on the radicals' agenda, too. None of these compare with packing the Supreme Court, however, which has only been proposed by a president once, Franklin Roosevelt in 1937, and his own party recoiled from it. No person is safe from the law when the law becomes as elastic as a packed court. Raise the number of justices to, say, 15 by adding 6 liberals. When the GOP returns to power, it would add another gaggle, and eventually the court would reach into the dozens. The seesaw rocking of the country's politics would only grow more violent. Yet Beltway Democrats are so hungry for power, they are rushing to embrace this poison pill for the republic. So the real extremists have D behind their names, and many of them held all these views before Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. The attempt to apply the label of hypocrite and hide the fact that Democrats are pushing an extremist agenda is abetted by blue-check Twitter addicts and mainstream media. Those suffering from TDS have rallied to their latest anti-conservative cause of denying Trump his third justice. Nothing else matters. Not stability, not the Constitution, not the rule of law, just beating Trump. The names most often heard on Trump's short list are five: Amy Coney Barrett, Allison Eade, Barbara Lagoa, Joan Larson, and Allison Jones Rushing. All are superbly qualified. Politically, Larson does the most for Trump, offering momentum in her home state of Michigan, and not just for Trump, but also for the Senate campaign of John James, the African-American West Pointer and former Army officer who is battling incumbent Democrat Gary Peters. Larson may also help a bit in Iowa, where she was born. Many favor Lagoa, as she would be the first Cuban-American on the court as the daughter of exiles fleeing communism. Lagoa could help rally Florida to the Trump column. Like Larson, she would win any televised battle with the Judiciary Committee's left wing. But the point is, all five are qualified. The Constitution gives the president the power to nominate. The Republicans have the Senate majority, and the history favors the majority party's use of that power. The good news is that McConnell and Graham know perfectly well that Twitter, which is outraged, isn't the country. Expect fireworks, I conclude, but also expect a confirmation. Please go over to thewashingtonpost.com and send my column everywhere. Please also go to Twitter. Follow me at Hugh Hewitt, H-U-G-H-H-E-W-I-T-T, and send this column on Twitter into the blue bubble that Twitter mostly exists to serve, and make sure they all know that the Republicans aren't blinking. Welcome back, America. Hugh Hewitt inside the Beltway on this Monday morning. Get up and get going. Enjoy your day wherever you are in the United States of America. I know you are listening to me as you drive to work mostly or get the kids ready for school. Great to have you with me. Let me look back at the markets, which closed on Friday before news of Justice Ginsburg's passing came. The Dow is down on Friday, 240. This is brought to you, by the way, by Birch Gold. I tell you once a day about Birch Gold. You can find out all about it at hughgold.com. They have a website with my name in it, so it's easy for you to remember, hughgold.com. Or you can text my name, Hugh, H-U-G-H, to 474747. Either way, they will send you information on how you buy gold, invest in gold, and most importantly, how you roll over a portion, not all of it. You know, my advice is, and I think most financial advisors, 10 to 25%. Of your wealth in precious metals, physical precious metals that are stored in a vault. And I believe that the smartest thing is to go with a professional that has five-star ratings like Birch Gold. They have no complaints as far as I know. They got all these amazing reviews. I buy my gold from them. You should too. On Friday, the Dow was down 244 points. The NASDAQ dropped a whole percent. 116 points. The S&P was down 37. This morning overseas, England is down 3.5%. Germany is down 3.5%. Gold is down to 1936, which is a good entry point. Light crude is at $40 a barrel, and the 10-year treasury is at 0.69. So looks to be a rough day on Wall Street again. What is happening? Well, a second wave is happening in Europe. There is a second wave of the virus sweeping across Spain and Germany and France and Great Britain. Not in the United States, where we are down back to where we were at the end of the lockdown. But that doesn't mean we won't have a second wave. We can only pray that it's milder, that the virus is mutated into a milder form, that our therapeutics are better, that our vaccine gets here. But we're not in the grips of what Europe is doing. But the European markets do have an impact on us. I normally check for you Amazon because it is the proxy for the tech sector, and it dropped 53 points to $2,954, which is a good $600 below its highest point. So that's a buy entry point for Amazon as well. I think that's a $5,000 stock over 3 years, but don't trust me. Ask your financial advisor. I don't give financial advice, but I do tell you, if you're moving into gold 10 to 25% because the world's just crazy, head to birchgold.com. My phone number is 1-800-520-1234. I want to hear from Republicans what their reaction will be if their party does not confirm the president's nominee. Again, the president could announce a nominee today or tomorrow. He is known to have met Amy Coney Barrett, who was on the short list the last time around. He is known not to have met Judge Lagoa or Judge Larson. I don't know how much it is important for a president to actually meet a nominee. Those three nominees, I don't know that he's met Judge Rushing either. But I want him to move quickly. I want the Senate to move quickly. I do not want them to be stared down. I don't care about the screams from Blue Bubble Media. I thought it was hilarious. I know exactly what Democrats would do if they had the majority in the Senate and it was President Obama. They would jam through someone in one day. They would jam someone through in the lame duck. That's just the way it is. Kathy in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Kathy, good morning. Kathy, good morning. I see. We're falling a little bit behind here on the screening. Early in the morning, we get an assortment of callers, some of whom are coherent and some of who are not. And so we always take our time in taking a look at that. I've got the audio of George Stephanopoulos last night talking with Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. I want to play the long version of that cut, if we can, please. The long version of that cut. This is where
let me press you, though, on what happens. You said you want people to get out there and vote, but even that's no guarantee that the White House and the Senate Republicans won't try to push through a Supreme Court nomination in a lame duck session, even if Joe Biden wins on November 3rd, even if Democrats win, pick up seats in the House and maybe even the Senate. So what can you do then? Some have mentioned the possibility if they try to push through a nominee in a lame duck session that you and the House could move to impeach President Trump or Attorney General Barr as a way of stalling and preventing the Senate from acting on this nomination?
Well, we have our options. We have arrows in our quiver that I'm not about to discuss right now. But the fact is, we have a big challenge in our country. This president has threatened to not even accept the results of the election with statements that he and his henchmen have made. So right now, our main goal, and I think Ruth Bader Ginsburg would want that to be, would be to protect the integrity of the election as we protect the American people from the coronavirus. And I have faith in the American people on this Sunday morning. I hope and pray we have a vaccine and that it will be soon, but it must be safe and efficacious when we do. Not one day sooner, not one day later than that. But the fact is, this administration has been a total failure in protecting the health and well-being of the American people, and it has had an impact on our economy. The lives, the livelihood, and the life of our democracy are threatened by this administration. So again, when people say, what can I do? You can vote, you can get out the vote, and you can do so as soon as possible. 10 states, as I said, on Friday, started their early voting the day that we lost Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
But to be clear, you're not taking any arrows out of your quiver. You're not ruling anything out.
Good morning. Sunday morning. We have a responsibility. We take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. We have a responsibility to meet the needs of the American people. When we weigh the equities, protecting our democracy requires us to use every arrow in our quiver.
Now, the record didn't skip, to use old people's parlance. You didn't mishear that. I'll play the short version now. Cut number 23.
But to be clear, you're not taking any arrows out of your quiver. You're not ruling anything out.
Good morning. Sunday morning. We have a responsibility. We take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States.
You know what it was like? It was like a giant Nancy Pelosi doll with a ring pull on the back. All right, where you pull the ring and out comes, good morning, it's Sunday morning. Good morning, it's Sunday. Like her reset. It was like Hal the Computer on 2001 A Space Odyssey. It was like the Toy Story 4, the big dolls that walked around protecting the broken doll. I'll tell you, it was bizarre. Nancy Pelosi's 80 years old, and I understand that, but it's like Joe Biden, just bizarre. All right, now our phones are working. Ray, what do you want the Republicans to do?
I absolutely agree with you. They should force one through. And to all these Republican senators running for re-election, if you're that scared that you're thinking about it, you should lose your election. But if you're going to go down fighting and confirm President Trump's pick.
Yeah, I do not. Thank you, Ray. I don't think many of them are scared. I think Murkowski doesn't believe in it. Collins doesn't believe. Maine believes in it. But everyone else, I think, is holding strong. John in Denver. And by the way, I'd still vote for Susan Collins if I was in Maine. I understand her point of view. But I think every other Republican has a state from which they have been elected that wants this done. John in Denver.
I'm in Dover, Delaware.
Dover, Delaware. Hey, John.
Yeah, hey, Hill. Good morning, sir. Oh, good morning. Good Monday morning to you, sir. What was that?
Oh, what was that?
Whoa, man. Anyhow, Hill, I just wanted to say that if they do not go forth with getting this person nominated to the Supreme Court before Election Day, I'm no longer a Republican. They're no different than the Democrats, and I'm going to go ahead and become an independent.
All right, John, thank you. Tony in Greenville, South Carolina. I have great faith in your chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Lindsey Graham. Tony, what say you?
First of all, there's still a chance now for Clemson to beat Ohio State this season. So
not a chance. Ohio State's going to crush him. All right, go ahead.
Right. Lindsey Graham knows he's got to do it. He knows he's got to push hard because he's already, thinks he's got a fight on his hands with Harrelson here in the state. So I think they should just make it happen.
Oh, we lost you. Look, the senator is a very strong chairman. It's his first Supreme Court nomination as chairman. The first two occurred when Chuck Grassley was the chairman. Lindsey is the chairman this time, and Lindsey is going to get it done. And if he doesn't, I don't even want to think about it, but I think he's going to get it done. He's just going to get it done. Fred in Chicago, what do you think, Fred?
Good morning, Hugh. I would be disgusted if the Republicans were not to do so. Joel Pollack wrote a really good book called Red November, and he detailed extensively how the Democrats have been planning to court pack since long before Justice Ginsburg passed away, and my deepest condolences to her family. This is nothing that's suddenly come up. They were planning this for a long time. Kamala Harris has already made it clear that she's open to it, number one. And number two, Justice Ginsburg, in her dying wish, said that she wanted to be replaced when a new president is installed. She did not say after the inauguration. Justice Ginsburg is a brilliant lawyer, judge, justice, law professor. She knows how to craft a sentence. The way I read her statement was that she didn't want President Trump to replace her, even if he were reelected. Because
yeah, President I did too. Trump but here, it was a political statement by a very smart judge. But it doesn't matter. A Supreme Court seat is not something one exercises via testamentary disposition. It doesn't belong to Justice Ginsburg. It belongs to the people of the United States as understood in the Constitution, which means the president nominates and the Senate either chooses to act or doesn't. It didn't act with Merrick Garland. It is going to act with this nominee. I'm going to come back and take more phone calls from people. Let me know who you want the nominee to be. As I said, I believe it's going to be Amy Coney Barrett, Barbara Lagoa, or Joan Larson, maybe Alison Rushing. Those are the only four possibilities. The president said it's going to be a woman on Saturday night or Sunday night. I can't remember which. So it's going to be a woman. Those are four great judges. They've been all four of them through the Judiciary Committee recently. They'll be ready to go, ready to rock and roll, ready to be on the court come Election Day. Morning Glory, America. I'm on Blue Check Twitter, which is just the funniest dang thing. Blue Check Twitter thinks they run the world. And I have friends on Blue Check Twitter. Right. They're not strangers to me. Garrett Graff this morning. Garrett's a fine reporter. He used to be at Wired, at CNN, at Politico Mag, at Washingtonian. And this morning he says, you should be angry this morning that the GOP Senate, which has chosen not to pass coronavirus relief for nearly 5 months amid an unprecedented economic and health crisis, evidently plans to push through a Supreme Court nominee in just 45 days. That shows what the blue bubble will do to you, Garrett. The Senate's been primed to pass coronavirus relief that is sensible and targeted
for months. But Nancy Pelosi demanded an extreme measure, and we don't go for extremism. And the justice, you can do two things at once. You can negotiate. And the moment Nancy Pelosi wants to negotiate a coronavirus relief package, you can negotiate it. And at the same time, Lindsey Graham can move forward on the nomination. That's kind of a childish tantrum. But everywhere I turn, I see childish tantrums. I encourage you, for just the facts, ma'am, analysis, to go to the WashingtonPost.com. Right up on the top right-hand corner is my assessment of where we are. It's my second column of what will be dozens, I'm sure, over the course of the next 4 to 5 weeks when we confirm. I'm hoping the president makes his decision today. The sooner the better. What do you think? Brad in Louisiana. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Hugh. How are you guys today?
I am terrific. Thank you.
Well, one good thing about the, if there is a good thing about the COVID-19 shortening the football season, Clemson and Ohio State won't have to worry about facing LSU again this year.
Yeah, well, that's it. We just got rid of LSU. Ohio State's going to roll over everyone, but they're going to be playoffs. They might have to play them both.
Well, when they play setups and pushovers, that's the way it is, I guess, you know. real teams play in the SEC, brother.
You know, I'm going to let that pass. I'm going to let it pass and go to the SCOTUS with you.
Okay. I think the president should go ahead and make his nomination, Amy Coney Barrett, and she's a Southern girl. I think she'll do real good for us. And the Senate should go ahead and do their job and take care of business.
Okay. There's another vote for moving quickly. Let me go to Artesia, New Mexico, and talk to Bill from Louisiana, New Mexico. Bill, what do you think?
Good morning, you. Thanks for taking my call. To briefly mention Judge Barrett, yeah, she's finally qualified. She fits well in the Seventh Circuit, and let's keep her there for now. As far as I'm concerned, the person that is closest to the typical Trump voter, the one who has a real-world background, is Barbara Lagoa. She's got a great story. She comes from a place I think most of us Trump voters can appreciate. And I think she would make an outstanding Supreme Court justice. By the way, congratulations on your Washington Post article. It's excellent. Thank you.
Thank you. Please send it around to everyone, and I am going to send it to everyone. Keep posting it on Twitter. Drive the blue checks nuts. I'm going to play a little bit of Barbara Lagoa. I have time now. This is Barbara Lagoa when she was appointed to the Florida Supreme Court. Cut 36. Cut 36 to my...
I'm grateful to you, and I'm deeply humbled and honored by this appointment. I'm particularly humbled because of where we stand today, the Freedom Tower. Over 50 years ago, my parents, like so many others, came to this country from Cuba to start rebuilding their lives in a land that offered them opportunity, but more importantly, freedom. I know that the farthest thing from their minds when they arrived here with only the clothes on their back and their education was that their only child would be here standing today with the governor of Florida at an event like this today, especially since my father had to give up his dream of becoming a lawyer. I cannot tell you how thrilled I am today to be able to share this with my parents, Antonio y Araceli Lagoa. I was born in Miami, and I grew up in Hialeah, a great community filled with many hardworking families. I rode my bike and I roller skated down the streets and the sidewalks of Hialeah under the watchful eye of my grandmother while my parents worked long hours. My parents' sacrifice to send me to Catholic school, further instilling in me an abiding faith in God that has grounded me and sustained me through the highs and lows of life. I never imagined while I was attending FIU that I would be an appellate court judge at the court next door to that university. The Florida Supreme Court is tasked with the protection of the people's liberties under law. And in that regard, I am particularly mindful of the fact that under our constitutional system, it is for the legislature and not the courts to make the law. It is the role of judges to apply, not to alter, the work of the people's representatives. And it is the role of judges to interpret our Constitution and statutes as they are written. Mommy and Papi, Your hard work, your belief in the value of education, your love for what this country represents, your unparalleled work ethic have made me the person I am today. Mami, papi, gracias por todos los sacrificios que hicieron para mí y que hacen todavía para mí y para tus nietas. Nunca tendré suficiente palabra para expresar el profundo amor.
Get the picture, America. That's Barbara Lagoa. Get the picture? That's why she's on the short list with Amy Coney Barrett and Joan Larson. Don't go anywhere, America. And Allison Rushing. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.